Quick Hits. Brought to you by
Autoflex and Colwell and Son.
Once again, here's Cobra.
Look, he just walked in the door.
Oh, look at
this stranger. Look at this stranger. We'll get to you in a second.
Look at that Nubian goddess.
All right, so joining us out here, I can't believe for 2 days in a row we have had a very special guest on Community Quick Hits. Yesterday it was Gary Cogill, who announced he is leaving Channel 8 forever. Today, someone who just stumbled in here to Hacienda on Henderson. This is Candace Crawford.
Yes.
Football.
All right.
Hello.
Now, Candace is somewhat of a mystery to us because we're not really sure exactly what your job all entails, like what you're doing at this point, but let's start from the very beginning.
Okay.
All right.
Very beginning.
Candace, you grew up where?
In Dallas.
In Dallas.
Right. And I went to Trinity Christian Academy.
Where mm-hmm. would you have gone if you didn't go to private school?
Plano West.
Plano West. Mm-hmm. Okay. So did you grow up in the private school sector?
I did. Went to Trinity Christian Academy, played sports, and figured I wasn't going to be in the WNBA, so I might as well talk about them. So I went to the University of Missouri for broadcast journalism.
The best school in the country, maybe outside of Syracuse.
It was fantastic. Great college experience. And then
did you like it?
I did. Thank you. And then I came back to Dallas. I got hired by the Cowboys to do that show with Mickey, Special Edition.
Who probably hit on you all the time.
He was a good guy. And but then
he gets handsy.
You know. Doesn't he? No, he's cool. He's cool.
I'm telling you, he does too. He got handsy with me.
He tried to make out with me like 3 years ago.
Oh no.
Yeah.
You record it?
He was too short for me though.
What? What's the matter with you?
They're being nice to me. I appreciate it.
Now, weren't you Miss Missouri or something like that?
I was. And I was Miss Missouri when I was at the University of Missouri.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Miss Missouri?
I was. I was in the USA system, the system that doesn't have talent. I can't sing, dance, do anything.
You just wandered around in a bikini and stuff?
Well, I guess that's part of it.
Did you have to do that? Was that part of it?
That was part of it, yes.
Did you have to answer questions like, you know, you want to bring about world peace and stuff like that?
Yes, yes.
You did?
I did little nice little movements with my hand. No, I didn't. They were just normal questions like,
do
you
have a boyfriend?
If you could abolish AIDS, would you?
Abolish?
Nothing that divisive to
yes,
me, at least.
Yes, I would. Yes, I think I would.
I didn't make it to the top five, so I didn't have to answer any questions on stage, which I was more or less kind of relieved. I've, you know, past contestants have failed miserably on the top five questions.
So did you make it to the top 10?
Top 10.
Of Miss USA? Mm-hmm. That's pretty salty, though.
Thank you.
You know?
Thank you. Yeah,
that means there are only 10 girls in the nation better looking than you.
That's it.
Yes. No.
All right, so you...
Then I come back and... The special edition job was kind of just a part-time thing, so I needed to find like a real job and got a gig with CW33 doing high school football. So now that's kind of what I do with high school football. And
I used to be employed by them.
Well, what kind of high school football do you do?
I do broadcast reporter. So I do sports reporting. I choose a game of the week, and then I go live from the game on Friday nights, and then I put on jeans and tennis shoes and run up and down the sidelines shooting the highlights, and then I put the highlights together and feed it in for the 9 o'clock show.
What do you mean you put on jeans and tennis shoes and shoot the highlights? Don't they have cameramen?
Are you kidding me? Do you realize that Mike Ducey runs his own teleprompter? Oh.
Well, yes. I mean, I guess in our market now and how everything's kind of with the economy, you have to be able to do everything. So
right. I'm running the board right now for
exactly,
our show.
Exactly. You're doing an excellent job.
Thank you.
And and so I shoot the highlights, add the highlights, and then get them back. And
so you have to do all this yourself?
Yes. And then I created the website, cw33gameday.com.
Are you kidding me?
No.
Do you like websites?
Thank you, yeah.
So you're a web jammer too, huh?
I am. I had to, like, they threw this program at me and I was like, all righty.
You've done just about everything, haven't you?
Gotta love the drops.
All right, so.
I do everything and.
Well, that's cool. Now, how old are you? 23 or something?
23.
Mm-hmm. 23, so you're just a pup, literally.
A little pup.
23?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I mean, think about what you were doing at 23. She's very active. She's participating in some sort of.
She's going
craft.
Somewhere.
You know what I was doing at this time? I was separating seeds and stems on a frisbee. That's what I was doing at 23.
Well, that's very admirable.
You know what I was doing at 23?
I don't know if I want to know.
I was separating. I'm separating seeds and stems on an album jacket.
See, that's why we work together. We have so much in common.
Corby was the athletic pot smoker. He had a frisbee.
Right, yeah. Yeah, he's album guy. Okay, so...
I just wanted to get high.
So you're... So you also have a brother, right, who's kind of famous.
Yes.
Who, he's an actor,
uh-huh.
And he's been on, what's the big show?
Gossip Girls,
which
yeah.
I love.
I know.
I can't get enough of it.
That's
totally
you know
my
the
demographic.
David starting again, right?
So he went to Trinity Christian, too?
He did.
And how old is he?
He's 25.
25. It seems he might be able to separate seeds and stems with me.
Yes, yes.
I was trying to refrain from that.
I think.
So he got in a little trouble. They found a joint in his car not too long ago. But you know what? In Hollywood, meh. I mean, is it really that big a deal? I mean, it's like, did he lose his job or something?
No, I'm pretty sure on Gossip Girl his character smokes weed, too. So
yeah.
I don't know.
Like, he could have been if he would have been a plumber here in Dallas and when he got busted, maybe a different story. But when you're an actor,
we'll call it research.
I mean, seriously, they're probably like, really? That's it? He probably had to go to him and be like, I got arrested last night. For what? And they're like calling their lawyers trying to determine how to get him out of it. I had a joint in my car. They arrested you for that? Oh, you're in Texas. That's right.
I'm just waiting for y'all to drop the Mel Gibson drops. That's
all right.
Don't worry about the drops. Just talk to us.
This is another fascinating aspect of you, Candace. I would have never thought that you were a big listener, but you are.
I am. I listen to the Musers. I get up early to work out, so I listen to them like to and from the gym, and they crack me up. And then usually get back to the station, depending on my shoots, around 4 o'clock. So I usually put headphones on so that people, we have like half cubicles, you know, so people just can see you and bother you at all times. I put the headphones on, listen to you guys so that people don't necessarily, you know, can get work done.
Think you're crazy or anything.
Yeah,
like
I was dying laughing the other day when you did the wireless on after the practice.
Yeah.
Was it Beeler with the girlfriend talk?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. People were looking at me like, what is she laughing about? That was pretty funny.
We had a couple of very explosive wireless segments last week.
That was hysterical.
All right, so let's just say that maybe I would have found a certain guy who throws the ball around and he was divulging information like that.
Yes.
Would you have been laughing then?
No. I would have been working on my, you know, my jab, right, left hook.
Would you have been going on Expedia trying to find the nearest flight to San Antonio?
Yes, that and like the nearest hairdresser to change my hair color and get a new job and identity. Yeah, that would have been awful.
All right, so how long have you and Mr. Romo been dating now?
About a year.
A year?
A year, yeah.
Now that's hot.
Yeah. About a year since our first date, I guess. I don't know when we ever made it official, but...
And did y'all meet, like, when you were doing Cowboys, whatever?
Well, we actually met 2 years prior when I was an intern with the Cowboys, and we had gone out to dinner then, but I was going back to school, like, a week later, and...
He was robbing the cradle then, too.
You were
way too young for him then.
Right, and not as, you know, he's a lot more mature now, let's just say. No, I'm kidding.
And you are, too.
Thank you, yes. So 2 years later, you know, I moved back and we just, you know, he had just broken up with his girlfriend and I just broken up with mine. So I think went to dinner for fun and
have been talking. Did you ask him out or did he ask you out?
No, he asked me out. I'm old school. I'm Southern. I don't, you know, make the phone call first or any of that type of thing.
So did you have a long-term boyfriend in college?
I did.
You did? Like long-term?
2 years long-term?
That's long-term.
Yeah.
Wasn't Chase Daniel,
high school?
Was it?
No, it was not. But I do know Chase.
Was it a football player?
No, it was not. It was a finance guy.
Good. So you like normal guys?
I like normal guys.
Good.
What about in high school? Did you have a long-term boyfriend there? A long-term boyfriend kind of girl?
No, I didn't really have a long-term in high school. I think like 6 months maybe. I don't know.
How big was Trinity Christian? It was pretty small.
I graduated with 130.
Okay, it's bigger than I thought.
Yeah.
I thought it was even smaller than that.
It's 5A TAPS, so, you know, we're the highest here for private schools, but...
What are you on?
thanks. But it's small compared to, you know, going from Trinity to...
That's the thing about Mel Gibson, is it... Oh, I'll get into it later.
Going from Trinity to Mizzou is definitely a big change, so, yeah.
All right, so... and I don't want to get too personal, and I promise you that I would not get too personal with anything.
Would you like to be in a porno sometime?
No, thank you.
That's a fair question.
Perfect.
Does Tony listen?
He does, thanks to me.
Oh, really? Did you turn him on to it?
I did. I listened to Musers a lot, and there was one fake voice that they did that I thought was, I can't remember which exactly which one it was, but I made him listen to, I like found it online and made him listen to it and got him kind of hooked. Yeah, that was funny.
All right, does it suck though for him to try to listen to stuff like this because it's constant criticism or praise or
us thinking we can do his job and tell him how to do it and everything?
I remember y'all talking about this, I think, last week or something, and I think after losses, like, there's no listening to the radio, you know, nothing like that. I mean, why would I wouldn't want to listen to people criticize me. It would just, I think, screw you up mentally. But,
you know, I used to think that if there was some outlet out there where all they did was talk about us in this business and the way we do our jobs, I'd have been all over it. But now, no.
No.
I could care less.
I know. I think, I mean, there are outlets like that, right? Like Uncle Barky talks about media and that, right? Have you ever seen him?
Yeah. But, I mean, it's there are a ton of websites out there, but no.
Right.
Do you like websites?
That's kind of why it's fun covering high school football, though, because none of the athletes are jaded and they don't, like, hate you. You know? They want the media coverage, so it's not, like, hard to get interviews and, you know, they want to be talked to. So you're not, like, fighting for an interview with the quarterback or whatever.
So have any of the coaches hit on you before? Have you been approached?
No. Most of the head football coaches in Texas are married with kids, you know.
So again, no. I ask you.
No, they haven't.
Sometimes that doesn't matter with those fellas.
I know.
All right, so what's the ultimate goal for Candace? What would you like to do in this funny old business?
Ideally, it was always sidelines reporting, I think. Melissa
Why
Stark,
is that, though? But that's kind of like the de facto girl job, you know,
right?
Yeah.
I had an interview with somebody a long time ago, and they were like, that shouldn't be your end-all, be-all. But as far as I was at that point in my life, I was thinking, like, Melissa Stark was, like, it. You know, I loved her and what she did. But, you know, for right now, I think sidelines reporting would be great to do, cover college football.
Yeah.
So you want to be the next Aaron Andrews, huh?
That would be
You know
cool.
what? That'd be great that'd be because great. Aaron, I think Aaron's going to be leaving here anyway pretty soon.
Really?
I think Aaron is on to bigger and better things, like hosting her own show, you know, get out of sports.
She's good.
I think she's going to get out.
Doesn't she have some special coming up?
I think so. But
with Oprah or something like that?
I think Aaron's gone. Really? And in a good way, yeah. I mean, yeah. So it wouldn't be a bad shoe to fill if that's the case.
No, I've looked up to her, too. I think she does a good job of...
I like her. He doesn't like
too.
Her. I think she's really good. I've always thought she was really good.
I've always thought she was good.
The thing is, if she looks like Roseanne, he would like her. But he thinks that she's pure nookie. And
that people just like her because she's pretty.
Yeah, and I think she's actually really good. Like, when she comes on, you know, if it's Alabama and Auburn or whatever, and I'm watching it, and she comes on and it's pertinent information, I sit there and I'm like, okay, it's...
I never get any pertinent information from her. I used to like Melissa Stark okay. Yeah.
She was pretty.
Well, she was okay.
Yeah.
But she was good at what she did,
yeah,
I thought.
What about Pam Ward?
I think she's good. I think she...
Would you ever do play-by-play?
No, absolutely not.
You have to have, like,
lower your voice quite a bit.
I know. I have a high, annoying, like, raspy voice.
Welcome to the club.
Amen. No, I hate my voice, actually. I have a bad anchor voice, I think. But it works for high school football and, like, fun stuff like that. That's why I don't think I could ever do, like, the 10 o'clock newscast by any means.
So you're not in there every day badgering the news director to put you on?
No. High school football takes a lot of my time. And then I host a show, the RC Project, which is I do sports and then entertainment.
RC Cola?
RC Cola, yeah, kind of. It's me, Candace, and then this other girl, Roni, with an R, so it's RC Project. We have different guests on every day.
Now, when does that come on?
Comes on during our 5 o'clock newscast at 5:25. It's just a 5-minute little segment. It's fun. So this, you know, high school sports is entertainment, and that's entertainment. So it kind of works with, I guess, my voice and my raw green, you know.
Yeah.
Green.
Hey, I tell you what, I applaud you for doing what
Thank
you're doing
you.
Because it's a... tough road to hoe in this business.
It sure is. I ain't gonna lie.
And doing what you're doing is a very credible start.
Thank you.
It sucks. We've all been able to hook up with other guys or girls.
Girls will be like, I want to do silence reporting. Can I shadow you? And I'm like, yeah, sure. You're not going to want to do it after you shadow me.
Yeah, and you know what? And I'm sure you've told people this, like, oh, well, the pay must be unbelievable. And you're like, oh.
No.
Yeah. Yeah, right.
Not at all. It's not good at all.
All right. Did you ever walk in like the first time to Tony's place and see a big poster of like the Dukes of Hazzard or something like that?
The first day, no.
You never had any old memorabilia or anything like that?
No.
Like
no,
her like mommy there. Jeans that she got ripped from wearing, like hanging around?
No, I didn't see those on the wall or anything.
All right, Candace Crawford.
If I did, I would have been like, yes, they're mine. I'm selling them on eBay.
Finally. Candace Crawford, thank you very much.
Yes,
it's nice to meet you. Yeah, it's nice to meet you,
thanks.
Seriously.
I'm huge fans. Yeah. So it was fun.
Thank you very
Appreciate
much.
It.
All right. There she is, the great Candace Crawford with us on Community Quick Hits. It is 6:32 here on The Ticket.